explain to you the brightness of the light. I can still remember when my life was like that. A real and painless beauty I remember as a kid, when I thought that I knew everything, and in a way I did. She was a virgin then, a child in a million, with deep round hazel eyes of blazing intuition. She called me over to the side and said, will you please listen? I want to show you something, and it's something I've just written, and I'm calling it Poetry and Jazz. She watched her happy family turn to a broken home. Her father left with someone else, her mother on her own. Her 14th birthday, her mother spent in tears. She celebrated on her own her adolescent years. It was hell then, caught in the crossfire of an emotional triangle she couldn't keep together. I held her softly and she sobbed upon my shoulder, saying, as you are the closest thing that I've got to a brother. Explain to me, why is life so sad? 16 was better, cause 16 was boys, makeup, parties, alcohol and clothes. Saying to your boyfriend, go on, get out of bed, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and my mother's coming back. And she smiled then, her eyes filled with laughter. She didn't know if it was love, but it didn't really matter. She called me on the phone and said, well, hey, get this big brother, I just got rid of one boyfriend and got myself another. And listen, this one drives the Jag. She left school and boyfriend for university, 3 years of study for an arts degree. Her clothes were outrageous, her hair was many colours, her work was radical, and so were her ideas. She said, this is brilliant, this place is heaven. On a score of 1 to 10, I'd give this place 11. It kicks you up the ass and it fires you with ambition. I often used to feel as if my life was just a prison. Now I realise it isn't quite that bad. An art gallery in Paris where she has a studio. She looked sophisticated, she was wearing a bronze tan, and she had sold all her work for some outrageous sum. And I looked at her and I started laughing. I said, you're supposed to be an artist, you're supposed to be suffering. And she just smiled back and she pointed to this painting of a young girl around which she'd written out this poem she'd shown me once, called Poetry and Jazz. My name is Angela, I am 12 years old. I've given up on working hard and doing as I'm told. I see a child psychologist who spotted in my head a recipe for delinquency or something just as bad. But I fight for my independence. I see the world in another way to my teachers and my parents. My priorities are different and my life is not as aimless. I am not disruptive, I am not dangerous. I've written on purpose like poetry and jazz. She said, it's hard for me to explain to you the brightness of the light. I can still remember when my life was like that. A real and painless beauty I remember as a kid, when I thought that I knew everything, and in a way I did.